Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe says she's not convinced that a new National Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children will bring about real change. Legislation has been introduced to federal parliament to establish a permanent and independent commissioner, formalising last year's historic appointment of Sue Ann Hunter as the first person to hold the full-time role. The position hopes to address huge disparities with First Nations children, 27 times more likely to be in youth detention and 10 times more likely to be in out-of-home care than their non-Indigenous peers. The proposed bill applies civil penalties for failing to provide information to the commissioner, yet it appears to exempt government entities. Senator Thorpe says the new role must have real power to hold governments to account.
If you have a national commissioner for anything, they need to have power. They need to be taken seriously. To restrict the powers of a commissioner is problematic because you're not going to get to the core of the issue. To not hold states and territories and governments accountable in this process will mean nothing at the end of the day.
New data has revealed First Nations Australians are five times more likely to die from blood cancer. Research commissioned by the Leukemia Foundation shows Indigenous Australians are dying at significantly higher rates from blood cancer and face substantial barriers to treatment and care compared to non-Indigenous Australians. The Leukemia Foundation's head of research, Bill Stravetsky, has told NITV this research fills in the gaps on the extent of the impacts on First Nations Australians.
Blood cancers are not just one disease. There's 120 different types of blood cancers. And that means signs and symptoms can be quite unique, can differ from person to person. Without culturally appropriate information, without information getting to the hands of those living in regional and rural areas, it means not having the knowledge, the understanding of what to look for. That often leads to delays in diagnosis, the disease has progressed, and unfortunately, it means poorer outcomes as well.
Hundreds of evacuees from a flood-threatened outback town in the Northern Territory are settling into an evacuation centre at a Darwin Showground Pavilion after being transported to safety from rising waters. The entire community of Dally River, 230 kilometres southwest of Darwin, is being bused to the capital as river levels in their town are expected to exceed major flood thresholds over the weekend. Around 450 residents have arrived at the evacuation centre at Darwin Showground's Fosky Pavilion after Incident Controller Superintendent David Moore ordered a full evacuation of the town. Sheena Gamble from the Bureau of Meteorology says communities along the Catherine and Dally Rivers remain at risk.
The Dally River at the community of Nyoo has a major flood warning in place. The tropical low that was at the base of the Northern Territory top end during the last week has now well and truly moved into Western Australia and the Kimberley. But the rainfall, the incredibly heavy rainfall totals that we have had over the past week continue to move through the Catherine River system and the Dally River system.
The Labor Party National President Wayne Swan is warning that no political party can afford to take its voter base for granted as One Nation gains momentum. While responding to questions about the party's impact on Labor's city seats, he highlights a significant disruption occurring within the Conservative ranks. The former Treasurer says that the minor party is currently destabilising the coalition's traditional strongholds.
It's really ripped the heart out of the Liberal and National parties, which shows how vulnerable they are. So political parties have to spend a lot of time in deeply engaging with the community and making sure that they generate a membership base, which gives them the power to survive these sorts of challenges.
The Liberal and National parties remain at a bitter impasse as leadership tensions prevent the coalition's reformation. The rift is deepening following a dispute over National senators crossing the floor, leaving the opposition's front bench structure in total disarray. National Senator Bridget McKenzie is defending her party's refusal to accept a temporary suspension from the shadow cabinet. However, she says this week the National Party has been busy trying to oppose Labor's fiscal policy.
Sarah, we've been getting on with actually doing our job here in Parliament this week. We've been trying to get an inquiry up around $120 billion of overspends by Jim Chalmers.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has apologised to the British public for appointing Peter Mandelson as UK ambassador in Washington, saying he shouldn't have believed his lies, claiming he barely knew Epstein. Mr Starmer says he didn't know Mandelson was lying to him at the time when answering questions about his connection to Epstein and whether he had stayed at Epstein's premises.
I regret making the decision to have appointed him in the first place. Had I known at the time what I know now or knew in September, I'd have never done it. And that's why today I've apologised for the fact that I appointed him in the first place and I believed his lies. I had no reason at the time to know they were lies. Subsequently, I found out them to be lies.
The British PM says this week he found out a lot more detail around Mandelson's role in the aftermath of the global financial crisis, pointing to allegations of his disclosure of sensitive financial information to Epstein in exchange for money. And the Australian drama miniseries The Narrow Road to the Deep North has swept the ACTA Industry Awards, taking home 7 craft awards, including Best Direction in Drama or Comedy and Best Cinematography in Television. On Wednesday night, some 30 prizes were awarded on the first night of the event, which recognises the best of Australian films and television over the last year. SBS documentary The People vs. Robodebt also picked up 2 awards. NITV spoke to Gardening Australia host Costa Jordades, who said the award is important to the people who work behind the scenes.
You know, behind the camera and behind the mics, because without them and then all the editors and all the people back of house, they make sort of rough clay like this look palatable, you know.
The 5-day festival runs on the Gold Coast until Sunday. And that is NITV Radio News Wrap of the Week.